This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, chicken soup, biscuits. Every culture has its comfort foods, dishes that remind us of our childhood and of home. For Alaska Native elders, comfort foods are more often dishes like smoked salmon, moose soup, or whale skin and blubber, called muktuk. But what happens when you get too old to gather those foods? Marion DeWitt shares a two-bedroom apartment with a granddaughter, a daughter, and a great-grandson. Her granddaughter is doing most of the shopping, cooking, cleaning, and laundry. DeWitt says she was able to do more until recently. She's home from the hospital after being treated for gallstones earlier this month, but says her birthday in November was a turning point.
Until I reached 92, everything was fine, and then...
So what happened? What happened when you turned 92?
Everything just kind of aged all of a sudden. I start aging. I walked slower. I took more time to do things. I couldn't go out like I used to. I had to wait till the weather was good. That's about it.
DeWitt still enjoys taking walks, going to bingo, and getting together with friends. She attributes her longevity to a lifelong healthy diet.
Of course, I did like fresh fish, which we had a lot of, fortunately. It was mainstay of our diet since we're from Southeast.
DeWitt says her husband, John, who has passed away, was a commercial fisherman and a good hunter. He'd get or trade fish for deer, moose, and caribou, so their freezer in Wrangell was always full of fish and game. DeWitt still enjoys food her relatives send from Southeast, such as fish, seaweed, and fermented hooligan oil. Traditional foods that come to Anchorage from rural Alaska are important to a lot of elders. Agnes Mayak grew up in the now-abandoned village of King Island, 90 miles northwest of Nome. She's 73. Her husband, Teddy, is aged 77.
And the people we know, natives, they bring us some native food whenever they come. There's this guy from St. Lawrence Island. He's always bringing us some. To taste, even muktuk.
This is what we used to, because somebody, I would always have something for you. They remember you, you know. It's good to, you know, be in that situation where somebody, you know, is always thinking about us.
The more food you give away, the more food comes. We find that out.
Melissa Heflin is an elders outreach coordinator with the statewide Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. She says she understands the longing for certain foods.
It's because of my grandmother that my three kids eat Eskimo food, because I think, you know, if they didn't spend that time with her, I'd be just like one of my sisters. Her kids, my nieces and nephews, don't eat Eskimo food. My kids are the only ones that do, and they look forward to it. So it's had a huge impact on my kids.
A 2006 consortium study on the long-term care needs of Alaska Natives shows traditional foods are essential to elders' well-being. Heflin says using donations, ANTHC quarterly hosts traditional food meals for elders at nursing and extended care homes in Anchorage.
They ask for it, like, quite frequently. They actually ask their activities coordinator, when are they coming in? So they actually, you know, call and say, hey, Melissa, when are we scheduling our next date? Which is good.
Research shows a traditional diet is nutritious, high in protein, low in carbohydrates, and rich in healthy fats. The consortium and the tribal health organization South Central Foundation both have programs and publications promoting knowledge about and use of traditional foods. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.